Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
Bonnie Trine, Communications Director and Chief of Staff at the Capitol Riverfront Bid.
And we are talking the Capitol Riverfront's new awesome drive-in movie series, which starts on Friday, September 25th and runs all the way through October 30th. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Of course.
All right, so we've seen a bunch of drive-in movies, pop up around the venue. It's sort of highlighted the ingenuity of people during what has been a crazy, crazy year. How'd you guys get the idea to do this? So I know you usually do like outdoor, screen on the green kind of stuff down on the riverfront there, but how'd you guys decide to pivot to a drive-in?
Yeah, so as community building is really a part of the Capitol Riverfront Bid's mission, we're constantly striving for ways to bring vibrant entertainment to our residents, employees, and even visitors to the neighborhood. So given that there are only so many types of events you can hold during a pandemic, the drive-in movie series does help fill a void that the community is missing without these other signature neighborhood events that are usually held during the year, like our Friday night concerts. And we recognize the challenges that the district has faced over the last few months, and we really just wanted to create an experience where residents and visitors alike could gather for some sort of entertaining activity while obviously still maintaining a safe distance. So the drive-in is just one small way that we're supporting the communities that we're surrounded by and that we serve.
Awesome. Let's go into the movie lineup, because as a movie guy, that's what I get all, excited to see what movies are going to show. And let's take them, if you don't mind, maybe let's go in order and just a real quick soundbite on each one, why you think each one is a good pick. So starting off with,
okay,
what's on September 25th to kick it off?
Yeah, so we wanted to launch with a more meaningful film that helps pay homage to the voting rights movement that really still resonates today with the Black Lives Matter marches and movements. And then we wanted to continue with more current popular flicks. Abominable is certainly a more current film that is family friendly than Knives Out. Is certainly also a Oscar nominated, popular current film that is certainly a mystery, so enjoyable by all. But then we know how much everyone loves Halloween in DC and how those celebrations will probably look a lot different this year. So the series was another opportunity to fill the Halloween void with more festive Halloween-centric films for all ages. So as we go down into it, the classics as far as Frankenstein and Dracula, this is a fun way for us to capture a double feature since the movies are a bit shorter and again bring in more of a classic spooky vibe.
And that's Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi. This is the OG.
Yeah, the 1931 versions. And then Us is obviously a great Jordan Peele film as a follow-up to his other movie Get Out. We really think this is great for millennials and adults, empty nesters. There's certainly something for all ages throughout the series, but this is one where, Abominable, we're targeting more of the family friendly vibe. This is one we're really, getting, hitting people with a horror film and encouraging people of more the adult persuasion to enjoy. And then we're really excited about this People's Choice category that includes Beetlejuice, The Corpse Bride, Addams Family, and Poltergeist. So certainly other movies that millennial age folks like me will, really enjoy voting on, where we've already opened up voting on Capitol Riverfront's Instagram handle, and you can visit SurveyMonkey. The link is in our Instagram handle. So it's certainly some fun ones to choose from, and I know which one I am rooting for, and hopefully it will win.
And I'm sure you're not allowed to say that to not sway the vote, but Awesome. And you know what? I'm glad to see Abominable in there. I feel like that my wife and I love that movie, and it's great for the family, but I feel like it kind of got lost, you know, amid Toy Story 3 or 4 and a bunch of other movies last year, but I loved Abominable. So I'm glad you put it
in. Well, and it's already on, you know, most or a lot of TV screens through one of the streaming services now, but seeing it, you know, on the big screen will certainly be a fun and entertaining vantage point.
Awesome. Now, I know each of these screenings is going to benefit a different, you know, charity or local organization. Run through those really quick. Who the beneficiaries are?
Yeah. So we are working with DC Central Kitchen, which is obviously has done great work under World Central Kitchen and Jose Andres during the pandemic. We've actually worked with them to help deliver meals throughout this time to vulnerable families and senior citizens in our neighborhood. So great cause to work with. Also Capital Area Food Bank. You know, as people are still facing unemployment, food banks are super important. So, you know, looking forward to helping them and supporting them. And then also Van Ness Elementary, the elementary school in the neighborhood. We work closely with their PTA and partner with them on a lot of initiatives. So it's great to be able to help them during this time as well as they have needs for certain children in their schools during the pandemic with virtual learning.
Cool. And then maybe for our listeners who you know, live around the whole area and think this is really cool and they want to drive down and take part in it, remind them sort of the logistics of where exactly you're located. You know, between what streets, or you know, if there's any landmarks nearby where the BID is.
Yeah, well, the Capitol Riverfront bid is, you know, 500 acres. We do mainly in Southeast DC, but we do incorporate Buzzard Point, which is a new emerging sub area of our bid boundaries. And Buzzard Point actually has about 1,000 units under construction. It's where Audi Field is. So we're super excited to bring people down to that area. So the Ackridge lot is located at 100 V Street Southwest, and people will enter. I am not exactly sure where, but you'll have to cut this out. but yeah, if you want like specific where people pull in, I'll have to look that up.
No, that's totally fine. We can just, what you have is good. We can just like kind of link to the location and like maybe a map or something in there. We can put that in on in the article or something.
Yeah. So, and I can add too, it is right off Potomac Avenue, go down Potomac Avenue Southwest from South Capitol Street, and you will, run into it, but we will also include a map.
Okay, perfect. Now, how many vehicles are you guys planning to have here?
Based on the size of the lot that we are using, we are taking a pretty conservative approach of 75 cars. This also allows us to stay within the gathering limits of about 250 for the DC regulations during COVID. So we are keeping it to 75 cars, and we are working with a company that's also worked with other drive-in movies in Alexandria and Crystal City to help with that logistical layout. So it's a very turnkey operation, and the SUVs can be sure that they will be able to see other cars will be sure that they can see over the SUVs or around the SUVs. And then there'll be a great angling on the sides so that everyone will be able to view the screen very clearly.
Cool. And then how much does it cost to get in?
The cost per car is $20. Really, this allows us to gauge more of an attendance rate for these events. The price per car is $20. This really allows us to gauge attendance at the event. And again, all of those proceeds will go to the charities that we've partnered with as a donation.
Cool. And that's, again, just to reiterate, that's per car. So you could have one person in there. You could have a family of five or four, mm-hmm. in there, and it's still 20 mm-hmm. bucks no matter what.
Yep. Yep.
Cool. And that also goes for the double feature. You can just pay once.
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. Great. You mentioned earlier about, you know, sort of the COVID restrictions. What other safety measures are you guys having going on? You know, is there, like, what's the deal? Is there any food or restrooms or, you know, how are you guys handling the whole social distancing thing?
Due to COVID regulations, we are not due to COVID safety precautions, we are not having food and beverage sold at the event. People are welcome to and encouraged to pick up dinner from other neighborhood restaurants and order takeout and bring it to the movie. And people cannot leave their cars except for the bathroom. We are closely monitoring porta potties and making sure that that is also safe and streamlined. And people are also not allowed to leave their cars unless they are going to the restroom.
Cool. Now, that pretty much covers it. I mean, just looking forward, I mean, is this something that you think, I'm trying to find silver linings in what has been 6 months of hell. Do you think that maybe one silver lining is that we've rediscovered things like drive-ins? And do you think maybe they'll even stick around in future years, you know, in addition to, you know, your regular picnic blanket outdoor screenings? Do you think that maybe some of these will catch on and people will, you know, have a revived interest in drive-ins?
Well, we've definitely come out well from pivoting during these times. And I think this is just another idea that, yes, has been a great one to still contribute to the community building aspects of neighborhoods as we are during a pandemic. But I also feel that, we certainly embrace our parks in our neighborhood and would love to drive people to them once this is all said and done and it's safe to do so. At the same time, yes, this definitely fills a void and helps provide entertainment and is a small way that we can support the community residents and employees and visitors. That is one of our goals.
Awesome. Well, again, everybody, it's the Capitol Riverfront Drive-In Movie Series. It runs from Friday, September 25th through Friday, October 30th, with lots of good Halloween offerings as we approach as well, and some family-friendly stuff, some social commentary stuff with Selma. So lots of good picks. Make sure you get on and vote for that People's Choice, and we'll see if your favorite emerges victorious. thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.